Welcome to Cole Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And on this episode, we're going to talk about, of course, a little bit of NFL action. We're going to dig into the Major League Baseball playoffs. We're also going to award the Dolt of the Week. Interesting choice. And we're going to put a worthy subject upon further review. Yeah, it's important to say this. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline NFL. So two tragic things happened on the field this past Sunday as Raiders quarterback Derek Carr and Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota went down on the same day for the second year in a row. But along with it, there were some shocks, such as the Panthers going to Foxborough, scoring on 6 of 9 possessions and beating the Patriots 33-30. Who would have thought that the Patriots, the Bill Belichick-led Patriots, would be so defensively inept? I'll talk about them a little bit later in this headline. Then you have the Cowboys losing to the Rams. People are asking, are the Rams for real? You also have the Lions, who I don't recognize the team. The defense I recognize. The offense I don't, because Stafford wasn't throwing the ball 50 times a game. He actually threw it a decent amount of times. And there was a running game sighting. Oh my gosh, the world is coming to an end. But the biggest shock of them all, how about the Texans scoring 57 points with a rookie QB throwing for 4 touchdowns and running for another? Great action on the field. Hopefully we will get just as good of action in week 5, starting with the 1914 victory the Patriots claimed over the Buccaneers. So it wasn't a total victory for the defense. It pretty much was a mark of special teams ineptitude, as Nick Folk missed not one, not two, but 3 field goals. When you can't make the gimmies, games like this are hard to swallow. But here are the games on tap that I think you should look out for. For the 1 p.m. tilt, let's go to Detroit. The Panthers go on the road again to face the Lions. The late game, the 4:25 kickoff, the Packers go to Jerry World to play the Cowboys. And then the Sunday night game, which I think is going to be a really good one, you have the undefeated Chiefs, the only undefeated team in the NFL, going down to Houston once again to play the Texans. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the 3rd straight year they've gone to Houston and the 4th straight game that the two teams have played where it has been in Houston. So to me, those are the games to look forward to. I think it's going to be worth our while to watch all of those. Dateline Los Angeles. So with the kneeling brouhaha and with the commissioner Adam Silver, I guess you could say sternly warning the NBA and the players and the organizations to not kneel for the national anthem during the 2017-2018 season, but they should stand. Future Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant was asked this question. If it was posed to him, what would he do? Stand or kneel? The Black Mamba said, quote, kneel. Close quote. Now, he was also asked what he would say directly to the president, Donald Trump. This was his response. Quote, focus on serving, not leading. Close quote. If we're talking about the Kobe Bryant that slipped that big $4 million rock on his wife Vanessa's finger, then I could see him kneeling. The 3-peat Kobe? There wouldn't be a chance any of those knees would touch the deck. Dateline, New York City. Seemingly, the Yankees' nickname, the Bronx Bombers, lived up to every bit of it in the American League wildcard game. So as the Twins got up early 3-0 in the first inning, Didi Gregorius hit a 3-run homer and the barrage started on their way to an 8-4 victory, eliminating the Twins, having the Yankees go onward to Cleveland to face the Indians. Dateline Phoenix. The Diamondbacks were all over the Rockies pitching staff. They jumped out to a 6-0 lead at home, but the Rockies, having fight, inched their way closer to that lead, 8-2 it, until it was 6-5. But the Diamondbacks held on, and now they go on to LA to face their divisional rival, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dateline ALDS. The Red Sox and the Yankees are going home licking wounds, especially the Red Sox after being beaten down twice in Houston. Over in the other ALDS, the Yankees simply did not have it in game one for the Indians, but in game two, they were all on the Indians pitching staff, bouncing to an 8-3 lead and then blowing the lead. As in 13 innings, the Indians prevailed 9-8. There's harmony, though, with the Yankees because it is one for all and all for one, right? Not exactly. Fireballer closer Aroldis Chapman, who seemingly is coy when it comes to domestic violence, was definitely not coy about the manager, Joe Girardi, in saying that he, in a tweet, is, quote, a complete imbecile. Close quote. See you in 2018, Bronx Bombers. Dateline NLDS. Now, they've only played one game each as of this recording, but the Dodgers simply had it all going. The bats were hot. For once, for Clayton Kershaw, and Kershaw's arm was lively, and the Dodgers just simply were too much for the Diamondbacks. But in the nation's capital, the Nationals, hosting the defending World Series champ, Chicago Cubs. Never thought I would say that in my lifetime, but I'll say it again because it actually sounds good. The defending World Series champs, Chicago Cubs. But just like the Nationals have been in Major League Baseball playoffs, they have been the same as how the Capitals have been in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They do well in the regular season. They seem to whiff mightily in the playoffs. And in game one, they whiffed mightily again. When I come back, we're going to deal with the subject that unfortunately we are all too familiar with seeing, and upon further review. But immediately following the break, it is Dolt of the Week time. Next. You want to speak on air? ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You want to look at all the books that Cold Johnson has written? They are on sale at ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You want to look at the media reel of different cuts of this show? You can find that at ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You want a free ebook? The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks in NFL History is yours right now at ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You want mugs, hoodies, hats, shirts, and all other assortments? There's a store, and that store is found at ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You want to check out past guest appearances of this brand? You can find that too at ColdSportsWithAZ.com. And if you want to advertise on this brand, it's wide open for you. If you also want to listen to the past episodes and this current one right now, all you have to do is go to ColdSportsWithAZ.com and check us out. Cold Sports, available on Cold Sports with a Z.com. Welcome back to Cold Sports. Cold Johnson's right here. The mic is hot, and so is this topic. All right. You all love it. I love it too, because I love to bring it to you, VIP. Here is your next Dolt of the Week. Dolt of the Week. It is sponsored by nobody, but we're still going to give it to you straight with no chaser. Now, here is the winner. We're not going to waste time. The winner of this episode's Dolt of the Week is... Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton. Now, this is really an open and shut case.
Whoa, hold on now.
What?
Hold on.
I'm in the Dolt of the Week mode. What's why are you bothering me?
We have more than one Dolt of this week.
Oh, well, there's another one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, then, all right. The second winner of Dolt of the Week is... Charlotte Observer beat reporter Jordan Rodrigue. Oh, well, thank you. Now, why are both of these people getting this award? Well, it is really simple. So this started Wednesday. Rodrigue asked this question, and if you're not understanding what Rodrigue is, her gender is female. She asked the Panthers signal caller a really good question about wide receiver Devin Funchess and his ability to now embrace physicality of routes. And when she mentioned that to Mr. Newton, Newton smiled. He chuckled a little bit, and he said, quote, "It's funny to hear a female talk about routes like it's funny." Close quote. We'll get to her response in a little bit. Now, after this press conference was played on social media and all sports media, the yogurt company Danon decided to say adios to Mr. Newton. Aside. So they pull their endorsement from Newton, but here is a company that supports the NFL, an organization that was willing to give Greg Hardy a second chance. And this is after he decided to slap the fire out of a woman on a bed of guns. And they decided to do a blind eye all of a sudden until last month with former Giants kicker Josh Brown of being a domestic abuser to his now ex-wife and having this history ever since he joined the league. But Dennis supports the NFL because they support women, right? Yeah. Now, back to Rodrigue and Newton. So Rodrigue took offense to the slight and the sexism, and I will call for it. It is sexism. And she tweeted the following. Quote, "I spoke with him after and it was worse. I chose not to share because I have an actual job to do today and one he will not keep me from." Close quote. Ah, but this is the tweet that sparked my interest. Quote, "I don't think it's, quote, funny, close quote, to be a female and talk about routes. I think it's my job." Close quote. So you don't think it's funny to be clowned on being a female, which I agree, it isn't funny. But let's see what you think is funny, Miss Rodrigue. Yeah, there was a tweet, since you love the tweet, that you did back in, oh, say, 2013? Yeah. Now, you live in Charlotte, so you cover more than just football. So you talk about NASCAR as well. Not only did you talk about NASCAR in your tweet, you talked about probably the biggest face of NASCAR since Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr. And I think you wanted to down somebody with this tweet, and it was so beautiful. Quote, "The earth moves at 450 plus miles an hour. That's 10 times triller than NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt's a b-." Close quote. Oh, but you didn't stop there, because a few months later, you said, Miss Rodrigue, that you enjoy racist jokes from your father. I'm loving this game we're playing. So what's more offensive? And that's what I've been seeing these last few days. What's more offensive, sexism or racism? What's worse, clowning a woman or clowning a race? You know what the answer to that question is? They both are bad. 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 When you have to put an ism by something, it pretty much means it's a bad thing and you shouldn't do that. My issue with Newton is that he's 28. This man's been in the league, what, now 6 years? So he should know to not disparage a reporter. I don't care if it's male or female, white or black, tall or short. No matter who's in there, they have a job to do. It shouldn't have to be quantified by male or female. Even with what he said was supposed to be a compliment, kudos to that. I know many other women who are well-versed in sports, period. Many. I know many who are not reporters who are women who just can eat men's lunch with what they know about sports. So that could be missed to me. All eyes are going to be on that quarterback. I don't care if you're white or black. That's just how it is. So if you're going to be immature in that moment, no, Newton should know better than that. Should we forget that almost 2 years ago he was clowned and disparaged because he sulked the post-game conference in the Super Bowl? 2 minutes giving one and two word answers, and after that 2 minutes he left? And I don't care what reporter or what news station or what affiliate reported on that. They all clowned and downed him because they thought he was short and he was immature and because he just was a sore loser. That wasn't in his Auburn days, which that is 2010. No, that was February 2016. That's only 20 months ago. So if he hasn't learned his lesson now from that, then what is the deal? Now, to his credit, he apologized. He filmed a 2-minute video and talked about how he has two daughters and he wants to be that shining example for them as well in saying they can do and be anything they can be. So I give him kudos for that. I just don't like the immaturity that I saw from him. And then there is the woman who took offense to the sexism, but has racism on her mind. So you think it's funny to clown other people because of the fact that they are another race. And then the way you used it with the Dale Earnhardt mention, you used it in the way that I've heard a lot of black people use those words. So that wasn't new to you. That was true to you. And I want you to understand something, Jordan. Just because you're around the culture does not mean that you are of the culture. And to your credit, you apologize for your stuff too. But it's not a laughing matter that you find differences in somebody else funny. Just like you don't find it funny when someone disparages you because you're female, I don't find it funny that you have the propensity to find it funny to disparage somebody like me. And so here we are. We've been playing this. Okay, well, sexism is worse than racism. No, racism is worse than sexism. And I've been hearing the word division. Well, hello. We live in a world that's divided. And talking about it is going to fan it further. Instead of doing something about it and calling these two people on the carpet and saying, if you're going to compliment somebody that is female that actually has a really good question that's football related, you don't have to say that. Racist jokes are not funny. You have to say that to them and then coach them the right way. Sad. When I come back, we're going to talk about something real. And upon further review. Hi, I'm Cole Johnson of Cole Sports. But when I am not the intelligent sportsman, I am on the other side of the mic for another show. Go to shows.pippa, that's spelled PIPPA.io/revelations. And you get the most riveting conversations from humans about humanity and for humanity. Join us in a conversation as we dig deep as to what makes them tick and give a glimpse as to what makes us all tick from their perspective, in their own opinions, from their own eyes. So join us every Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, and on Mile High Radio, that's MileHiRadio.com. You can also listen to Revelations every Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So you can check out Revelations on those two times. Download it on Pippa.io at Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern. And on MileHiRadio.com, you can check it out and listen to it for yourself unedited, noon Eastern, Revelations, Communicating Truth to Power, and Changing the World, one conversation at a time. Coming up in the next episode of Cold Sports, week 5 we'll review in the NFL, week 6 will be on tap for the NFL. We're also going to dig into the NL and ALDS and see who was left standing and which 4 teams are going to go at it in the National League Championship Series and the American League Championship Series. That's Major League Baseball. There's a little bit of NBA that's on tap as well. Of course, we're going to award the Dolt of the Week and put another subject on the further review. We're also going to award the Dolt of the Month for September of 2017. And the following week, we're going to award the 3rd Dolt of the Quarter for 2017. See, but those are for episodes later. For now, here we go. We're going to talk about a subject that unites Americans faster than anything else. Violence. In upon further review. Last month, we've been talking about how we're not being heard or how we don't want to hear or listen to American citizens as to when they are being disrespected and disregarded. And those issues still are ongoing. There are still reports of police brutality and police harassment, and the call for police reform is necessary. But just like it always does, it all stops when violence hits massively. This time, it is Sin City's turn. So this past Sunday in Las Vegas, there was the worst mass shooting in U.S. history not involving the Native Americans, and it has left 58 dead and 515 injured after Stephen Paddock decided to spray ongoers at what looked like to be a country festival concert, with Jason Aldean being the headliner. For those who are saying, well, this isn't sports, true, it's not, but athletes are humans, so it affects them just as much. How about Las Vegas native DeMarco Murray? Yes, the running back for the Titans. He had this to tweet. Quote, terrible news coming out of my hometown. Praying for all affected by this horrific situation. Close quote. And he typed something further with his thoughts. Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper had this to say in a tweet. Quote, the pride of Vegas runs deep when you are born and raised in such a great town. I can't fathom the horrific event that has taken place. My thoughts and prayers go out to the families that have been affected by this and to all the people that have lost their lives way too soon. Las Vegas, I love you and stand with you. Close quote. Now, what's so ironic about the timing of this event? The NHL has gotten underway, the regular season of the NHL. This is the first year of the first professional major league franchise to ever grace the presence of Las Vegas on a permanent basis, the Vegas Golden Knights. They had a home game, a preseason home game that day. So, of course, you know, it affected them in a big way because the team decided to donate $300,000 to those affected by the Las Vegas mass shooting. Along with the hashtag Pray for Vegas, the Golden Knights had this to say to all of us, and especially to those affected by the tragedy. Quote, we extend our thoughts, prayers, and heartfelt condolences to the victims, their families, and all those affected by the tragic events that took place on the Las Vegas Strip Sunday night. We are grateful for our city's brave first responders, law enforcement and medical personnel, and the courage they demonstrated under unimaginable circumstances. We join in our city's mourning and offer our full support to the people of Las Vegas to help grieve, heal, and persevere. Close quote. And there were many more well wishes that were passed along to the city of Las Vegas. Now we have a city that's supposed to be full of fun and life, and joie de vivre and swagger. This is the place where you're supposed to forget all your troubles. You all know the saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And here's the funny thing. Here at Cold Sports, we're planning to have a big time event around October to be in Las Vegas. And this happens. Look, I don't care what side of the argument you're on with gun violence. Stricter gun laws or looser gun laws. I don't think this is a Democrat or Republican issue. I don't think this is a liberal or conservative issue. And I don't think this is a white or black issue either. Because you've heard many say, well, hey, this is a country concert. It was just white people that got mowed down by a white guy. To say that is extremely callous, cruel, and uncaring. They're Americans, but more importantly, they're human beings. 58 families have to deal with the loss, the unnecessary loss at that, of human beings who were trying to enjoy themselves and have a good time. And then there are scores of others who are marred and scarred, bruised, pricked, shot, wounded, by having to do things that sometimes even soldiers have difficulty performing. Human beings are not meant to dodge gunfire, let alone a massive amount of them. There's no place for violence. We shouldn't have to concern ourselves by looking over shoulders and creeping around corners, is what the Ghetto Boys used to say, and my mind's playing tricks on me. But here's a song that was released, 26 years ago, and now it actually applies to many people now. So for the last month, we've been harping on knees and American pride and songs and flags and people disrespecting the flag and players needing to be fired for kneeling and the fact that we have a quote, hashtag take a knee, close quote campaign and Colin Kaepernick not being signed on teams. That's been the focus the last month. And let's be quite blunt. That's been the biggest focus in sports for the last month, maybe even 2 months. But it unfortunately has to take incidents like these to shake and jar us to the understanding that this is human life. And when it is unnecessarily taken away, something needs to be done about it. And all 320 million plus of us are united in that front. We're united because we want evil to be stamped out. We want hate to leave. We want violence to go and we want peace to come and stay. That is a resolute for all of us. But this is the only time seemingly that sentiment reigns supreme. Oh, you don't believe me? Think back to the Sandy Hook / Newtown, Connecticut shooting with that elementary school. Think back to Columbine in 1999. And then there's 9/11. When those events happened, we were all united. We were all Americans. We were all one. Because we were not going to let evil beat us. We weren't going to let evil defeat us. We weren't going to let evil bury us. Because we stand together, side by side, arm in arm, white and black, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. We all are one. And then the first thing any politician says out of his or her mouth, the division begins again. So in terms of the mass shooting in Las Vegas, my thoughts, my prayers go out to you. Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And hopefully the many families who have to bury those who went far too soon and the others who have been scarred by this hideous action, this terroristic action, and those who may not have been physically scarred, but are mentally and emotionally damaged. I pray you all find some comfort somewhere. Because y'all don't need to have that discomfort. And to the rest of us who weren't affected directly, let us not use events like these to unite us. All of us need oxygen. All of us need blood. We are the same in those two regards. It's time we all start acting like it. It shouldn't have to take a massive loss of life to jar us in that understanding of we all share this same earth together. But it will, because it already has. It's time to stop division. It's time to start unification. Let's disappoint those who want to divide us. And let's take that chant that was said in the civil rights movement and put it to good use. The people united will never be defeated. If you happen to like this episode or any episode you've heard thus far, a special, an interview, or a regular show like this one, come on now to ColeSportsWithAZ.com. Hey, you want to check out the media reel? ColeSportsWithAZ.com. Want to check out all my social media tags? Right there, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want to shop? I got a store. You can get hats, bags, hoodies, whatever assortments you want. ColeSportsWithAZ.com. I also have books on sale at ColeSportsWithAZ.com. I also have a free book, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks in NFL History, right there for free at ColeSportsWithAZ.com. My media reel is at ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You can speak on air and in VIP speak at ColeSportsWithAZ.com. And you also can get in touch with yours truly. If you want to listen to the brand in the past, or the brand in the present, or you want to get in touch with yours truly, all you have to do is get at me at ColeSportsWithAZ.com. That's ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You could check out me and this brand and all it represents on Cole Sports with the Z.com. And VIP, it doesn't matter when you listen to me, how you listen to me, or where you do. I just want you to do this one simple thing. That one simple thing is to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sports.
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnston.